A lot of it is about collecting information that hasn't been collected before to see where things are going well and where they're not going so well. And that doesn't necessarily really cost anything. It requires some behavior changes. And then there are some patient protections that would allow for a person to be accompanied by a partner, spouse, and a doula. In some places now, hospitals don't allow that extra person, which oftentimes is going to keep either the doula or the partner out. And both of those people can be important to a person who's having a baby. And then make sure that the people have policies on informed consent and that they understand it, and that the hospital has all the patient's information, and then that the Department of Insurance and Financial Services is going to collect information from malpractice insurers' policies related to perinatal, which is, you know, pre-birth care services, just to make sure that, you know, everybody's doing a good job.